In New York for WNYC, I'm Amy Eddings. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says he will hold a special election October 16th to fill the seat left vacant by former New Jersey Senator Frank Lautenberg, who died yesterday morning. That means the governor's reelection bid in November will not be eclipsed by a search for a new senator. Democrats say the special election will cost millions of dollars and say it's a waste of taxpayer money. Christie scoffed at that criticism.
I don't know what the cost is, and I quite frankly don't care. I don't think you can put a price tag on what it's worth to have an elected person in the United States Senate, and I will do whatever I need to do to make sure those costs are covered, because all the people of the state of New Jersey will benefit from it, and we're not going to be penny wise and pound foolish around here.
Joining us to discuss the political calculations and strategies at play is Bridget Callahan Harrison, a political scientist at Montclair State University. Welcome back to WNYC, Bridget.
Hi, Amy. Thanks.
Walk us through what scenarios Governor Christie was weighing today before he settled on holding a special primary in August and a special election in October. And why not just wait until November when there's an election anyway?
Well, Amy, he could have done a couple of things. The first thing that he could have done, and many are surprised that he didn't, is that he actually could have appointed someone to fill that unexpired term that was vacated when Senator Lautenberg died. What that would mean is that the person would begin serving as soon as Governor Christie appointed him or her, and then would continue on through January 1st of 2015. And that was viewed as kind of a likely scenario. I think many Republicans nationally were hoping for that. That didn't occur. So what the governor has decided is that he will hold a special election, a primary on August 13th, and another election on October 16th to decide who will get that seat. In the interim, he's going to appoint someone to the position to hold that seat for 134 days. What many are criticizing the governor for doing here is that he could have actually combined the special election on October 16th with the November 5th general election that's going to be held anyway. By doing so, he would have saved the state about $24 million. But instead, we'll be spending that $24 million to have an elected U.S. senator for 21 days.
And from what I'm reading, his analysts are suggesting this special election because they're concerned that a Senate election on the ballot in November, when Governor Christie is up for re-election, would draw too many Democrats to the polls. Could you explain what that calculation is about?
Sure. So what that means is that the U.S. Senate election would be at the top of the ballot above the governor's race. And one of the people who has already declared his intention to run is Newark Mayor Cory Booker, who has $2 million in his campaign war chest and is very popular, has high name recognition throughout the state. What the governor doesn't want is Cory Booker at the top of the Democratic ticket, bringing in perhaps some coattails for his opponent, State Senator Barbara Buono, and also mobilizing and energizing Democrats throughout the state. This has been his show. He's not one to share the spotlight, and he doesn't want another race overshadowing his gubernatorial prospects. He'd like to go into a 2016 presidential race with a double-digit victory in New Jersey under his belt. And with Booker at the top of the Democratic ticket, that is a less likely scenario.
I know New Jersey is a blue state, but voters are also known for being very independent. Do you really think people would vote for Barbara Buono, a relative unknown, struggling for name recognition, struggling to raise money, just because Cory Booker is on the top of the ballot?
Well, it may not actually sway voters. That is, it may not get a voter who had intentions of voting for the governor to come over to the Democratic side and vote for Barbara Buono. But I think that what the governor is concerned about is that if Booker is at the top of the ticket, he's an African-American, he's very well known in state politics, and he's very, very popular in the state's urban areas. And I think there's the fear that with Booker at the top of the ticket, turnout would increase significantly among voters who might be more inclined to stay home in this gubernatorial election. It would give many voters in cities and African-American voters in particular a reason to come out and vote Democratic. And I think that the governor is a bit happier if those folks stay home. And, you know, his numbers would be better if, in fact, those core constituencies within the Democratic Party are not mobilized to come out and vote.
Bridget Callahan-Harrison is a political scientist at Montclair State University. Thanks for joining us.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, Amy.
This is WNYC.